are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani, and you can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Also, make sure that you follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Brewers, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, anything you'd like discussed on the podcast, you can email us at lockedonbrewers@gmail.com. Try to make this podcast as interactive as possible for all of you. So keep sending in those emails and sending in those comments on Twitter, and I'll keep talking about them on the show so that we can do this thing together. And today we're going to be talking about a lot of news that's come out of spring training this week as we gear up for games this weekend. And on that note, the podcast schedule is going to change a little bit as we go into March, and with spring training games pretty much every day. I think the Brewers have two off days in spring training. We are going to go back to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. We'll have a podcast every day, and I'm most likely going to start posting those late at night in the evening. So be on the lookout for those. Again, make sure you subscribe to Locked On Brewers podcast, and make sure that you're following Locked On Brewers on Twitter. We're getting very close to 1,000 followers on Twitter. I'd love to get there before opening day, so please help me out with that if you could. And again, just make sure you're locked on to Locked On Brewers there on Twitter and wherever you get your podcasts, so that you see when those are posted. But again, today we're going to be breaking down a lot of spring training news as all the players are arriving to camp. We had first full squad workouts, so got everybody in camp now. I think Arcia was the only one delayed because of a dental procedure, which I'm going to have my own dental procedure next week as well. Hopefully that won't hold us back from doing the podcast. But seeing a lot of images, a lot of videos from players at camps, always fun, always a great time of the year, great time of the beginning of spring training. Got the college baseball season going. I watched a ton of college baseball this past weekend. So exciting time of year for baseball fans. Really looking forward to the game starting this weekend and hopefully being able to see some live action. I saw where the Brewers' first game, I think, is going to be on TV. I think the White Sox channel is carrying the game. At least that's what it was showing on my MLB.TV app. So certainly hope that that's the case. I don't know that we'll get a ton of games on TV this spring. It's certainly not as many as we might normally get, but certainly going to take advantage of every opportunity there to get my eyes on the Brewers and whatever games they'll be playing in spring training. But again, just exciting time of the year, exciting to get games going. Let's jump into some of the news here. And the thing that really caught my attention the most, and this isn't really, I guess, a news item here, but there's been a lot of talk about Keston Hira and the struggles that he had in 2020. And again, I've gone on record, you know, numerous times now saying that I don't put much stock into those 2020 numbers. And I'm very confident that Hira is going to bounce back and have a big 2021 season. But Jim Bowden of The Athletic put out an article highlighting the 10 MLB breakout predictions. And in that list, he has Keston Hira as somebody who will potentially break out in 2021. I kind of thought he already broke out in 2019, but I guess I would consider this more of a bounce back than a breakout. But he does think that there is going to be a bounce back for Keston in 2021, as do I. The one thing he does point out that concerns me a little bit is, you know, learning a new position and how that affects you at the plate. Obviously, you're going to be doing extra work, you know, at first base and learning the position there. You know, is that going to take away from your time, you know, making sure that you're ready to go at the plate? And how does that mentality affect your thinking at the plate? Does it drain you, you know, mentally as well as physically trying to learn a new position? That's the only thing that concerns me really about Keston going into 2021. I'm fully confident that he'll get back to hitting at the level that I know he's capable of hitting. But learning a new position, you know, is not easy. So that's the only thing that I think could hold him back from bouncing back in 2021 and getting back to those big offensive numbers that we hope to see from him and will see from him. There's also a great article on Prospects Live kind of detailing Keston Hiura and what led to his 2020 struggles. They do a great job of, you know, breaking down his struggles last season and what it was a result of and what he can do to fix it. And basically what the article boiled down to, and I don't want to spoil it because you do, you know, need to go read it. It's on Prospects Live. It really is a great read. But, you know, everything else looked right on, you know, par, maybe even a little better than his 2019 numbers, you know, as far as, you know, hitting the fastball, you know, his approach at the plate, you know, his approach at the plate was even better than it was in 2019. As far as, you know, taking more pitches, working deeper at bats, not chasing as much. But again, the results just weren't there. And the biggest reason for that they point out is timing. And something that, you know, has concerned me about Keston, even from his time in college, is just that his swing, you know, has a very long load to it, a very long leg kick. And when I'm looking at prospects, you know, I do some writing for Prospects 1500 as well. Something that I always notate for hitters is, you know, their load, and just how big of a load it is. Because the bigger load you have, a bigger leg kick or a big toe tap or whatever it might be, there's just more possibilities for something to go wrong in that swing, right? Rather than guys who are, you know, quiet at the plate. You know, I think of guys like Albert Pujols who just have a wide stance and have a quick little toe twitch and then go to the baseball. You know, those are the type of hitters that I generally like more. But obviously, you know, leg kicks are big in the game for generating power nowadays, and that's what you see a lot, and that's what you see a lot with kids coming up today. So it's a very popular swing. It's a very popular type of load for hitters, but it does obviously generate a lot of swing and miss. And if your timing is not great, then it's not going to work out well for you, as we saw from Keston last year. And, you know, with not having that regular spring training before the season began, you know, obviously probably didn't have as many opportunities to get that timing down. And then with just a short season, didn't really have a lot of time to work that out. And again, just the pressures of a short season and trying, you know, getting off to a bad start and trying to correct that quickly just isn't a great mix. So again, I think it's very easy to explain what went wrong with Keston last year. And again, I think he'll get that fixed and be back on par in 2021. But a great article there on Prospects Live. So make sure that you go and check that out and read that. And, you know, again, I think the fix for Keston is very easy. So if you're finding Keston in your fantasy baseball drafts late in the draft, go ahead and pick him up. He's going to get back to 25, 30 homers, you know, 270 average, 330, 340 on base percentage. I have no doubt about that. He's going to have a very big season. And part of that, too, and they mentioned this in the article as well, is, you know, with Christian Yelich's struggles, it didn't help Keston out at all. But, again, Yelich is going to get back to his MVP level of play as well, and that's only going to help Keston in the lineup. After the break, I want to talk about a couple more spring training news items surrounding Freddy Peralta and Lorenzo Cain. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar has a fantastic tasting protein bar. I tell you about them all the time. They have a ton of flavors, about 18 of them, and a wide variety of flavors at that. It's not just your typical chocolate or chocolate chip or cookies and cream, which are some of my favorites, but they have a bunch of different flavors as well, from almond toffee to mint, and obviously peanut butter fudge and dark chocolate raspberry. There's just a ton of really interesting, really cool flavors that you don't normally get in a protein bar, and something that's going to be a very unique taste for you, and something that tastes good as well. And they're not hard as a rock, which is something that I really enjoy, because I can't stand those protein bars that basically chip off my teeth when I bite into them. So I really do enjoy the soft middle of these Built Bar protein bars. And they're also very good for you too. So you can have them, you know, as a snack, even as a meal replacement, or during a workout, before a workout. They're really good tasting, really good for you. So make sure that you go to BuiltBar.com today. Try a bunch of different flavors to figure out which ones are your favorites. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off your next order. Again, go to BuiltBar.com today and use the promo code LOCKEDON. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at RockAuto.com. There are so many different makes and models of automobiles these days, it's impossible to stock all the parts your car will ever need in your traditional chain stores. So I worry about the hassle of answering a bunch of questions about your car at a chain store and just hoping that they have the parts that you need in their inventory. When you can pull out your phone, go to rockauto.com and search through their vast inventory. Look for the make and model of the car that you need and find the part right there and then order it, sit back and wait for it to be delivered. And why spend more, 30, 50, sometimes even 100% more for the exact same auto part when you go to a traditional chain store or a new car dealership? Head on over to rockauto.com, and while you're there, make sure that you write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Again, amazing selection, reliable low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and successes of black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. This week, we have two conversations for you to wrap up the month. First, a discussion on protests in sports across leagues. Then, tune in for a discussion on the importance of black history in sports. What's been achieved and the important work left to be done are all discussed in the Locked On Presents podcast feed. Subscribe on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. So I want to get into this Lorenzo Cain conversation because there was a lot of talk about Cain on Wednesday. And, you know, obviously Cain, you know, opting out of last year, was really, you know, not so, as he said, was not so much for COVID reasons, but more so he wanted to get back, you know, in a good place faith-wise, which I really respect as a person of faith, and glad that he was able to do that and kind of reconnect with his family at home. And so really happy for him there, and he seems to be in great spirits and glad to be back with the team. So I'm really excited to see him play. But obviously, you know, there's a rust factor there, and there are some concerns with him, you know, coming back and how long it's going to take him to get up to speed and then what that's going to look like. So, you know, he even admitted himself that, you know, his legs are not where they need to. He even says he's not in as good a shape as he was coming into last spring training. And, you know, normally this is the time of the year when everybody's talking about that they're in the best shape of their life. So while I appreciate the honesty there from Cain, it does kind of raise your eyebrows a little bit and cause a little bit of concern when you're, you know, counting on your 35-year-old center fielder to be the player that he's been in the past. So that caught my attention a good bit. I'm not too worried about it. He does, you know, he obviously understands it, and that's good. And Cain's a veteran. He knows what it's going to take for him to get up to speed and get back into playing shape to where he needs to be. So I'm not really concerned about that. And it sounds like the Brewers are going to try to get him plenty of at bats. I would expect him to probably play a lot of DH early on in spring training to get those extra at bats and kind of save his legs at the same time, not playing center field all that much. And also just to get some, you know, the Brewers have a lot of depth there in the outfield, players that are going to be battling for backup jobs. So, you know, it'd be good to see them out there and let them kind of fight that out and let Cain just get those at bats and get back, you know, into playing shape. So, but really good to have Cain back. I'm excited what, you know, his leadership will mean for this team. You know, that's really why I was really excited about the possibility of getting Justin Turner, because of the leadership and presence that he would have in the clubhouse. But Cain brings every bit of that, and I have no doubts that he will be a huge leader in the clubhouse for the Brewers this year, and helping get things back on track and just help lift and encourage other players on the team as well. Things that don't always show up in the box score, but they're just as important when building a team together. But certainly want to keep an eye on Cain throughout spring training as he tries to gear up and get back into playing shape. And it'll be interesting to see how Council manages his innings. You know, I said on the last podcast, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Cain only plays 120, 130 games this upcoming season, and Council gives him, you know, a day here and there. Another interesting note from the day on Wednesday. His counsel, you know, seems to hint that he's still kind of hoping for a DH, not so much for Kane, but more so for Vogelbach. But Kane could also, you know, fill into that DH hole as well when, you know, he needs a day off from playing center field. But it's just interesting there that, again, here we are about to start spring training games, and you have managers who, you know, are still hoping, unsure whether or not there's going to be DH for this upcoming season. And that's just kind of, again, as I keep saying, ridiculous that we don't have a set of rules and that managers are still thinking that Major League Baseball will throw a rule on them at the last minute. And, you know, you can't talk about Kane without talking about the Jackie Bradley Jr. rumors. There was a quote somewhere, and I don't have it pulled up, but it was a quote from J.D. Martinez, who obviously knows Jackie Bradley Jr., who basically said JBJ has a lot of offers out there, and he's just waiting on that one team that's going to take the next step. You know, usually you hear somebody, a free agent, say that they're asking for a team, you know, to go another year. That's most likely what he's waiting on. If I had to guess, there are teams out there with 2-year offers and he's hoping to get a third year. Maybe there are teams with 3-year offers and he's hoping to get a fourth year. I wouldn't go beyond 2 years for him. But it sounds like he's waiting for some team to go to that next year. And, you know, I question whether or not the Brewers are the team to do that again. If you want to hear my thoughts on Jackie Bradley Jr., make sure you can go back to and listen to the last podcast where I go over my feelings on him. But essentially, I just don't think he's a great fit for the Brewers, especially if Kane is back and ready to go. I just don't see how Jackie Bradley Jr. improves the team a whole lot. So I definitely wouldn't go the extra mile to get JBJ if I'm the Brewers, but maybe they feel differently and maybe that's where they want to go. So we'll have to see how that plays out and if the Brewers are ready to do that. I want to note again that the schedule for the podcast is going to change a little bit with spring training games starting this weekend and with going into March. We're going to go back to having the podcast every 5 days a week, so Monday through Friday. So again, be on the lookout for that. Again, I'll be tweeting it out from the Locked On Brewers Locked On Brewers Twitter account, and then, you know, obviously if you subscribe to the podcast, Locked On Brewers, you'll get that notification and have that turned on so that you're notified whenever a new podcast goes out. But be ready for that. We're going to be podding every night here. Going to be talking about the games of the day. I'm going to be talking about spring training news. So really excited about that. Really excited to get back to talking about games, talking about performances on the field, talking about these spring training battles. So just a lot to cover. So make sure that you are subscribed. Make sure that you are locked on to the Locked On Brewers. And that will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Make sure that you follow us at Locked On Brewers and email us your questions to lockedonbrewers@gmail.com. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. And once again, please make sure that you're subscribing to the podcast wherever you get your podcast so that you're notified whenever we post a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.